produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
My name is Richard Floyd, and I've been asked by my dear friend, Caleb Padgett, to make an exciting announcement and share a message of hope and inspiration. Kayla is a wonderful woman of faith who has accomplished so much to bring the good news of Jesus Christ into the world. through her Finding My Way Radio Network, USA World. On November 30 at 9:30 p.m. Central Time, she will launch the 36th network for the nation of Cameroon. A total of 6 networks will be launched on that same date. We extend our love and prayers for Heavenly Father's sons and daughters in Cameroon. May you be richly blessed by the messages, the music, and the prayers that will be shared through Finding My Way Cameroon Radio Network. So we might ask, why do Christians focus so much effort and resources to share the Word of God to people of the world? After Jesus Christ's death on the cross, he was buried and then resurrected on the third day. Before he ascended into heaven, he appeared to his disciples in Galilee and gave them these instructions. As we find in Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And here's the powerful couple of verses where he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's from the King James Version. In the NIV version, it says something similar with some different wording. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We call this the Great Commission. It is a term used to describe the instructions given by Jesus Christ to his disciples to spread the gospel to all nations. The Great Commission is a call to action for Christians to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others and to help them grow in their faith. It is a reminder that the message of salvation is not just for one group of people, but for all people everywhere. We find in Mark 16, 15 through 18, a different version of the Great Commission where he says, and he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. The Great Commission spells out the central purpose of all believers. After salvation, our lives belong to Jesus Christ, who through his atoning sacrifice, he freed us from sin and death. He redeemed us so that we might become productive in his kingdom. Fulfillment of the Great Commission happens when believers witness, share their testimony, preach the gospel, baptize new converts, and teach the word of God. Christians are to replicate themselves, in other words, make disciples, in the lives of those who respond to the message of Christ's salvation. Christians do not have to strive to fulfill the Great Commission. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers believers to carry out the Great Commission, and the one who convicts people of their need for a Savior. The success of the mission depends on Jesus Christ, who promised to always be with his disciples as they carry out their assignment. Both his presence and his authority will accompany us to accomplish this disciple-making mission. Now, in preparation for this message, I felt impressed to learn more about the nation of Cameroon and its people. Cameroon is a country lying at the junction of Western and Central Africa. Its ethnically diverse population is among the most urban in Western Africa. The capital is Yaounde, located in the south part of the country. Cameroon is a Central African country. On January 1 of 1960, Cameroon became an independent republic from French-administered UN trusteeship. Cameroon attained UN membership on September 20, 1960. Originally, the area was named Rio dos Camaros by Portuguese explorers after their arrival on the coast in the 15th century. Before World War I, the vast majority of the country was a German colony. At that time, it was known as Cameroon. The country was officially named the United Republic of Cameroon in 1972 and the Republic of Cameroon in 1984. The country celebrates its national day on May 20th. On this day in 1972, Cameroonians voted for a unitary state as opposed to the existing federal state. The country has been described as an ethnic crossroads because of its more than 200 different ethnic groups. There are more than 1,700 different linguistic groups in the country, and 230 other languages are spoken in the region, apart from its official languages, French and English. Some other information, the country receives plenty of rainfall every year, making it one of the wettest places on earth. Because of the geographical and cultural diversity of the country, it is often referred to as Africa in miniature and as the hinge of Africa. Oil exports contribute 40% of the total export earnings of the country. The country also has substantial natural gas reserves and several hydroelectric power stations. Interesting to note, every variety of flora and fauna that is available in tropical Africa can be found in Cameroon. It is home to at least 409 species of mammals and 165 species of birds. The country is blessed with some of the most fertile land in the world. Subsistence farming plays a vital role in the life of poor Cameroonians. Cameroon is known for its coffee, cotton, banana, oil seeds, and cocoa exports. In area, geographically speaking, Cameroon is twice the size of the state of Oregon in the U.S. Football, or as it's known as soccer, is the most popular sport in the country. In fact, the sport has been viewed as an important part of nation building. The country's legal age for boys to marry is 18, while that for girls is 15 years old. And according to a 2022 estimate, the population of Cameroon is 29,321,637 people. Now, European Christian missionaries and colonization led to the introduction of European languages. During the colonial era, German was the official language. It was later replaced by English and French, which have retained their official status. With regard to religion, now this is an older report, nearly two-fifths of the population is Roman Catholic, approximately 38%. More than a quarter is Protestant, 26%. There is a substantial population. One-fifth of the population is Sunni Muslim, almost 21%. And adherents of animist or traditional religions account for a small percentage of believers, somewhere around 5.6%. And non-religious and others, 8.8%. Now, official holidays in Cameroon include those associated with the majority Christian population, including Good Friday, Easter, and Christmas. The Feast of the Assumption is observed by the Roman Catholic community on August 15th, Holidays separated by the Muslim community include Ramadan and are governed by the lunar calendar. So Christian missionaries began to play a role in the region under the leadership of Englishman Alfred Saker and the West Indians, such as Joseph Merrick. A Baptist station was established in 1845, Aqua Town, now known as Dulala. Saker established a larger post in Victoria in 1858. The American Presbyterian Mission opened a station in 1871. The origin and denomination of the missions changed frequently, but the Presbyterians, Baptists, and Roman Catholics have been the most prominent. Now, German rule, if you will, German Cameroon, was the period of 1884 to 1916. In spite of the predominant role of the British along the coast, in 1884, the Germans claimed the region as Cameroon. The explorer Gustav Nachtigall arrived in July of 1884 to annex the Dulala coast. The Germans moved inland over the years, extending their control and their claims. However, after World War I, British Cameroon and French Cameroon was a period from 1916 to 1961. In World War I, British, French, and Belgian troops drove the Germans into exile, beginning a period of British rule in two small portions and French rule in the remainder of the territory. These League of Nations mandates under later United Nations Trust were referred to as French Cameroon and British Cameroon. So, in a larger perspective, how many Christians are there in Cameroon? According to this one report, there is approximately 17 million Christians there, making up about 61% of the population. It's important to understand that because of the northern areas of Cameroon, there is persecution of Christians. While Cameroon is officially a secular country, there are predominantly Muslim areas where Islamic extremism is growing. In the north, the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram is a violent presence, abducting, attacking, or killing Christians, as well as disrupting church activities. Women are particularly vulnerable, and in some areas, girls have been held back from going to school to keep them safe. In other areas, security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities. Strong governance is lacking in Cameroon, adding to the vulnerability faced by persecuted Christians. The ongoing Anglophone crisis, a civil war that's been fought since 2017, has made leaders who speak out against violence a target for separatist groups and the government. Christians who've converted from Islam suffer persecution across Cameroon and are at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith or if Bibles are discovered in their possession. They face this risk both from the wider community and their immediate family. Women who convert from Islam or animism are often forced into marriage with Muslims, and there are cases of children of Christians in the north being coerced by Muslim relatives to attend Islamic classes. So that's some background about the nation of Cameroon. I noted with particular interest that on August the 21st, 2009, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, visited the nation of Cameroon and with a group of leaders on a green hillside overlooking Cameroon's capital city of Yaoundé. He dedicated the country for the preaching of the gospel and the establishment of the church. Standing on a large stone overlooking the city, he referenced the second chapter of Daniel regarding a stone being cut out of the mountain without hands and filling the earth, even the far reaches of the earth like Cameroon. Later in the day, approximately 600 people gathered to hear Elder Holland speak at Yaoundé City Center. The building has a large rock atop its roof, and Elder Holland, in his normal fashion, said, or elicited smiles from the congregation by commenting about how quickly the rock had moved from the side of the hill to the middle of the city following the dedicatory prayer. Now, in that same trip, he dedicated the land of Rwanda, and this quote serves as a kind of a dual blessing to both nations. He says, "We are doing all we can, Father in heaven, to reach heaven." Elder Holland said during the dedicatory prayer, quote, "We ask thee with great affection, loyalty, and love that thou would bring heaven down to us. We ask that thou would receive us here as we stand tiptoe to enter thy presence. Feel thy spirit and build thy kingdom." Close quote. He said upon his return back to the United States, he said, "I want the saints to know that Africa is one of the bright, beautiful, emerging frontiers of the church." It sounds ominous sometimes to just hear the word Africa because we think of dangers. Like any other place, there can be dangers. But for the church and the members, it is one highlight after another, one bright spot after another. These people are so given to faith. I have often thought that perhaps the Lord in his justice, mercy, and outreach made up for what they don't have in material blessings by giving them an extra measure of spiritual blessing and insight. Elder Holland also referred to some literary references of Africa being, quote, the dark continent. He said he doesn't agree with that description. What is his description of Africa? Quote, "With the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's a beautiful, bright light to the world." As I thought about Cameroon, it's interesting to note that in 2012, I actually met a citizen of Cameroon in a very unique situation. I had traveled over to the city of Little Rock, Arkansas, to meet with two of the missionaries of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the reason for the occasion was one of those missionaries was the son of one of the missionaries who had taught the fullness of the gospel to my wife and I in the month of May of 1975. Elder Corbin Bluth was now serving his mission in the Arkansas Little Rock Mission. So it was a wonderful opportunity to meet the son of the man who had introduced us to the gospel. As we met, we had lunch together at a nice barbecue place called Corky's. Afterwards, we returned to the mission office, and the secretary at the mission office advised us that they had just gotten a phone call from a representative from the United States Department of State that had an individual with them that wanted to know more about members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As I mentioned, this was in 2012, and so the reason for his interest was because of the presidential candidacy of a member of the church. So we agreed to go and meet with this State Department representative and the individual that was with him. As it turned out, the gentleman we met with was the editor of the main newspaper in Slovakia, and he was wanting to do an article about President candidate Mitt Romney and his faith as a member of the church. What developed from that initial sit-down was the fact that one by one, about a dozen other individuals from countries all over the world joined in on our discussion. The first to join was a gentleman from Israel who happened to be a journalist there as well in his nation of Israel. And it was interesting, as he was taking notes, he was writing from the right side of the paper to the left side of the paper. And he and I had an interesting dialogue about candidate Romney and his affinity for the nation of Israel that he found was significantly different than the rest of the speakers at an event he had attended. We won't take time to talk about all of that, but what was going on also is that here were these two missionaries with me, Elder Bluth and Elder Badger, and they started having other people from Pakistan, India, and other nations, and there was a gentleman there from Cameroon. And they started teaching them the gospel of Jesus Christ as restored through the prophet Joseph Smith, and discussed with them the Book of Mormon. And I remember as I was meeting with the other two gentlemen answering their questions, I was overhearing some of the conversation that the missionaries were having. And at one point I turned and talked with the brother from Cameroon. And as he was given a copy of the Book of Mormon, he made a very interesting statement. He said, "I love Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm excited to read a book that talks about Jesus Christ." Now, I've never heard back a report of his reading of the book and what came from that, but I've often thought of that day, some 11 years ago now, as to what impact that encounter had with him. We found it to be a very unique day and a very special occasion to meet so many people from around the world that were here in the United States and able to share the message of Jesus Christ. So having said that, I want to just mention briefly that this Great Commission is something that we as Latter-day Saints take very seriously. This past year, statistical reporting, we had dispatched throughout the world, all over the world, some 62,000, over 62,000 full-time teaching missionaries. Young men, 18 and older, young women, 19 and older, as well as senior members serving as church service missionaries, some 27,000. And young church service missionaries serving in their local areas, some 2,700. So over 90,000 Latter-day Saints serving missions to be of service to their fellow man and to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. So we take the Great Commission very seriously and believe that as this Finding My Way Network is now being launched into Cameroon, we hope that this is an instrument that helps to bring souls unto Christ, to recommit those who are already believers, that they might be reinvigorated in their commitment to Jesus Christ and his gospel, and that through that effort, there can be souls brought unto Christ in ways that are not yet occurred for many of the thousands, millions of people in the nation of Cameroon who need to know the good news of Jesus Christ and his gospel restored. I thank Kayla for the opportunity to share this message. I'd like to close with a blessing that we find in the Old Testament in Numbers, which goes as follows. To our friends in Cameroon and around the world, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I share this message with love and with a hope for inspiration and devotion by the hearers. And do so in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.